This is Congressman John Carter from the 31st Congressional District in Texas. I want to talk to you about something that we received today that's going through Congress this week, and that is the Democrat Party's budget that projects what they are going to spend and how they're going to tax us for the next 5 years. And I was shocked to see that the Democrats have proposed a budget to give us the largest tax increase in American history, $392.5 billion over 5 year period. Now, that shouldn't be shocking, because back at the beginning of the Clinton administration, they gave us what was at that time the largest tax increase in American history. But this time they have surpassed that largest tax increase in American history to give us now the record. They're now the record holders for the largest tax increase in American history. And does it affect you, the folks out there that send us up here? Let's take a look at it real quickly. It eliminates the marriage penalty relief. 23 million taxpayers will be affected by that. They'll see their taxes increase amount of about $466 each in 2011. It cuts the child tax credit in half. 31 million taxpayers will be affected by that. 15 million taxpayers will see their taxes increase on an average of $1,795 by 2011. That's one-third of all U.S. citizens will have that happen to them. The largest year-to-year appropriations increase in the history of is what we're seeing right now. Having already added over $20 billion to the war supplemental, the Democrats proposed another increase of $22.5 billion in non-defense, non-emergency annual appropriations for fiscal year 08. So in the first 6 months, roughly less than 6 months of the new Democrat majority in the House of Representatives, we've already bumped up against $50 billion in excess proposed spending above what had been planned. Now, you know, this doesn't surprise us. But, you know, I think that the folks in Texas, I'm from Texas, and I've got a number that's been studied out real good. And I want you to hear this, because this is important, because it means something to you. The average tax hike for Texans, affecting 7.7 million taxpayers, the average tax hike is $2,755. So think what you would do with that $2,755 in your pocket if it weren't for this Democrat majority in the next few years. Maybe you'd pay fees for your kids' Little League. Maybe you'd have that recital for your daughter's music or your son's music. Maybe you'd put a down payment on your wife's new car or your new pickup. This is a number that would pay at least a house payment or two. You know, these are important things that are going out of your budget as a result of this tax increase. And, you know, people have asked of the Republicans when they were in majority, well, what have you done for us up there? Well, folks, here's one of the things you can see what we've done for you. For the last 12 years, we have fought off as a majority this type of tax increase that is a part of the principles of the Democratic Party. So as you look at this, if you look back to the Bush tax cuts, which is the tax cuts they're rolling back, you've got $16,530 extra dollars in your pocket because we have been fighting the battle to keep the Democrats' tax plan from coming to fruition. Now they have the votes to get it done. We expect them to shove this budget down our throats, and we expect it to go to the Senate, where we hope it will be altered, but we don't have great hopes that we won't see these tax increases coming down down the road at you. So I thought you ought to know. We've been fighting it off for 12 years, but now we're in the minority, and our ability to fight off this kind of tax increase is very limited. Basically, it's limited to argument and debate, but we don't have the votes to head it off unless we get severe help from the Democrats, which all indications are we will not. So as you look at that flat screen TV that you bought, or the one you're thinking about buying, or the other things that you would spend $2,755 on next year, remember, This is the consequences of where we are in the Congress today. And I think you all should know exactly what we're faced with. I thank you for listening to me. This is John Carter, the 31st Congressional District in Texas. God bless you, and I appreciate you talking to me.